getting away from the stresses of the world, feeling safe, comfortable, cozy. The closest thing we have to it, I think, here in the UK, I don't know if you or your listeners have ever heard of cwtch,
no.
Which is a Welsh word, and a lot of people know that from Gavin and Stacey now.
Oh, yeah.
As meaning a hug, a cuddle. But actually, in Welsh, that also is a lot more than that. It is that feeling. It is that cozy nook where you might go with a blanket and a good book, you know? So just getting away from all that outside noise. Mindful, being mindful, really, being in the now.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense when you think about it. And the Danes have got it spot on, haven't they? Because
they have. They are among the happiest. They're either the happiest or among the very happiest people in the world, so they must be, they're on something.
They're doing something right. Is this because maybe the weather's not that great? They don't have as much daylight, so in the winter
Absolutely. They
kind of hunker down?
You're quite right. They have very long, dark winters, particularly. So, yeah. Absolutely. I think we can learn a lot from that, because the weather here is, you know, not so great a lot of the time. And we just sort of all moan about it. And, you know, but actually what we need to do is just accept it, embrace it, and actually do what we can to make ourselves feel good, feel happy, feel comfortable, feel warm during that horrible weather, cold weather.
So is it something we do to our houses, or is it just something we do in general? So how do we hoogah ourselves up?
It is a general way of life. It is a way of life, I think, that people can adopt. And I think people are much more aware now of mindfulness and you know, being present in the moment. But there are certainly things we can do in our homes. For example, I lived not too long ago, I lived somewhere where when I pulled up outside my house at the end of a long day, I was not filled with joy. I just sort of had this kind of sinking feeling. It didn't welcome me home. So let's just say, instead of opening your front door when you come home of an evening and being faced with piles of shoes and it's dark and it's cold and it's, you know, really not very inviting, simple things like having a bit of a declutter, a bit of an organising so that you're not faced with those mountains of shoes and coats and whatnot. If you come into your home and you're greeted with a gorgeous, relaxing fragrance that just immediately makes you feel like you've stepped into a spa, and that just welcomes you home in just the best possible way. If you've got a lovely lamp or nice warm light, not the bright ceiling lights that we quite often have, particularly here in the UK, we quite often, you know, we immediately go to the switch and turn on that big white bright ceiling light. If we can change that lighting, either don't use the ceiling lights and use lamps instead, or change the bulbs, have a warmer bulb, a sort of Edison style bulb that's much, much warmer. Have pictures on the wall, photographs of your family, your loved ones, or favourite picture, or a picture that reminds you of maybe somewhere you've been on holiday or a special moment. Things like that will just welcome you home into and give you a hug. Let's just say, like, hygge is very much like giving you a hug and welcoming you back at the end of the day. That's got to be a better way to live, surely.